Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Joining us right now is Francesca Chambers. She is the White House correspondent for the Daily Mail. Francesca, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. So, it's an interesting morning once again in Washington.
Wow, it's a crazy morning. So we started out talking about how the Washington Post was reporting that President Trump released, you know, revealed all this sensitive classified information to the Russians. And then we had H.R. McMaster came out yesterday refuting the Washington Post story. Now, apparently, President Trump has hit the Twitter machine again, much to everyone's chagrin. Dear Lord in heaven above. And he is now, he's going, well, he admitted it. He admitted he did it. Can you please straighten this out for us? What happened? What did not happen?
Good luck with that, okay?
Okay. Well, yesterday we had H.R. McMaster telling us that what the president did not share was sources of the information, and he did not share the methods that they got the information from.
Right.
And the Washington Post story, though, never said what the source of the information was. They never said what the method was, and they never said the president shared that information with the Russians, by the way. What the article originally said was that based on the information he shared, there were officials who were worried that the Russians could extrapolate how they got that information and perhaps which foreign ally that we would have got this information from. And so this morning, though, we had President Trump tweeting to say, as president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled White House meeting, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline safety for humanitarian reasons. Plus, I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism. So what we still don't know here is whether or not the president shared classified information with Russia, perhaps from a foreign ally who had explicitly said not to share that information with anyone else. So myself and other White House correspondents will be very interested today in getting the White House to respond very specifically to that.
Well, let me see if I can sort of bear down on this. Because first of all, the story that we're talking about is that ISIS wants to put bombs in laptops, right?
Uh-huh.
And that story,
that's where the airline safety comes up.
And that story has been reported widely for weeks, has it not?
Yes, the U.S. government already was acting for the laptop problem. That's absolutely right. This administration, we have talked about that.
So if the president wanted to talk to the Russians about something that has been widely reported in mainstream media about airline safety, and he wanted to bring a little bit of information to the table that showed the Russians that we believe this to be a very serious threat, why would that be improper on any level?
Well, that's what the missing piece is here between what the White House is saying in the Washington Post and, again, what we'll be pressing really hard at the White House today. Did the president say something to the Russians that went beyond what has already been widely reported and goes into an area that would be classified and it would hint or tip them off to how the United States intelligence community
tip the Russians off on how they came to that information, right? But let's back up. If the story is out there, then obviously in your ISIS, you figure out very quickly, hey, you know what? They're on to us. Somebody's leaking information, right?
Well,
I mean, wouldn't that be your normal conclusion if you're ISIS?
The question, though, at this point is what did the president say? Did he say something to them in those conversations, which, by the way, is what the Washington Post story indicates, that went beyond the information that was already publicly available, that would tip that whatever that piece of information he may have said.
And I'm not trying to badger, but we have McMaster coming out and saying no sources and methods. We have the deputy saying no sources and methods. We have the Secretary of State saying no sources and methods were revealed. If the question here, as I read deep into this Washington Post story, is the city in which the leaker or the snitch was coming from. Well, that would be part of sources and methods. And they've already said they didn't provide any sources and methods.
And we also had the three officials who sent out these statements last night saying, look, I was in the room.
That's right.
So I would know what he said, and he didn't say anything that was improper.
One other thing, what do you draw from the fact that some of this information in the Washington Post story is attributed to former officials? They don't say in what way. I'm guessing former intelligence officials. Doesn't that suggest that somebody on the inside is leaking classified information to those people who are then leaking it to the Washington Post?
Well, what it also suggested to me, though, is that after the Washington Post already had the information, they went to former intelligence officials and said, what do you think about this? Would this be inappropriate? And that is where you had one saying it's all kind of shocking. Trump seems to be very reckless, that sort of thing. That is where those former officials could have got that information, because I certainly know that a lot of reporters were then making calls after this story ran to former officials.
And those former officials would have an agenda, would they not? Because they don't like President Trump.
Well, it's not clear who these former officials are and whether they are, you know, people who were political appointees or just people in the intelligence community. It's not 100% clear from this article, but of course if they were Obama administration senior officials, then of course that's absolutely right.
But bottom line, much ado about nothing as far as we know.
Well, I wouldn't want to say that. I would like to get to the White House today and really get them to again shoot down the question of whether or not he did or did not share classified information, because we haven't had an opportunity yet to ask these questions. Yesterday, they sent out H.R. McMaster to brief on this, but he did not take any questions from the press. So this will be our first opportunity to really get the White House to talk about this on the record. So I think we'll have a better understanding of this after today's White House press briefing.
Today's crisis, the crisis du jour. Francesca, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Francesca Chambers, White House correspondent for The Daily Mail.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.